Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your hosts, Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne.
Shooter from the belt to the plate. A swing and a miss. And that's a winner. That's a winner. A World Series winner for the Cardinals.
The best guests, the best insight.
Lofton with his team down by two to the corner. Caputo! No good! And it's over! St. Louis is going dancing!
All backed by over 40 combined years of covering the biggest events in St. Louis sports.
Blues have the puck. Thomas off the wall. Shoots, and it's in!
Let's
they
go.
Score! It's the St. Louisan! Pat Maroon! Bring out the Zamboni! Pat Maroon just put the city on his shoulders, and he saved them to the conference finals!
Now, here are Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan KFNS and 590thefan.com.
There. It's done. After months of calling for a new open with new highlights, Jim Huer, it's in. Unfortunately, though, what's supposed to be the...
Where's Frank? He wanted this.
Where's Frank? Where's Martin, who's supposed to be on the show instead?
What's going on?
It's myself, Brian Hoffman, Jim Huer, Darren Atkins. In this week, it's well known that this might be the slowest week for sports talk radio, just in any market. Doesn't especially matter if you're a baseball town or a football town. Even basketball has slowed down a little bit, knowing that a lot of the top players are off the market, though that might change with Russell Westbrook. So because of that, Jim, this is kind of when a lot of sports talk hosts take time off.
We have a boatload of personnel on vacation this week. Let's put it that way. And you're right about that. The Cardinals don't even play till Friday now.
Nope.
So all the way from here until Thursday, unless you're an all-star game fan or a home run derby fan, there is nothing happening in the world of sports. And this is when everybody takes off. And people like you and I go, okay, well, we're still here, so we're going to keep things rolling. We have a lot of things to talk about over the weekend. If you're not a soccer fan, you're not overly excited, or because this past weekend was a big soccer weekend. But there's still Cardinal baseball to talk about, guys. And I know we're going to get into this, but we're at the halfway point, and you're 500.
They're two games back.
And that's the other side of it. Yes. You go, well, if somebody tells you back at winter warm-up, you're going to be two games back at the All-Star break, you're going to be going, Mike Schilt's doing his job, and Goldschmidt's having a hell of a year. And we might think about re-signing Marcell Ozuna, and that pitching staff must be really good. Well, not necessarily is the case right now. This team should have been more than a couple games over 500 based on what this last road trip was, Brian, and it's not. They're right at 500. They missed an opportunity with the San Francisco Giants this weekend. Giants are not good. They're not a good baseball team. And the Cardinals found a way to fumble a couple of games. They finally get one really good pitch game from Flaherty, and they can't score enough runs to even erase the goose egg on the scoreboard. And they lose 1-0 yesterday. This team has got a lot of issues, and I know we're going to get into it a little bit here later on in the show. But I also have to mention, new lineup today.
Yes.
For 2 hours now, the Hollywood Casino Press Box will have, when everybody's back from vacation, Martin and also Frank Cusimano for 2 hours from 10 until noon. And from noon until 1, it's the Cam Jansen Show with Charlie Marlowe now for an hour, and then you have the Hard Line following that. So keep that in mind, a little bit of a lineup change. It's not drastic, but the Cam Jansen Show now goes from the 6 o'clock hour to the noon hour. Martin joins Frank for a fabulous 2 hours every day, which has already been fabulous. You just add another guy to it for another hour. It's going to be great. And then you've got Cam and Charlie in the new hour to get you up to date. So that's the new lineup here on 590 The Fan.
It is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. I do want to mention that the opening segment brought to you by Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. Visit www.traceway.com. For more information, and we have the Maryville University listener lines. Visit maryville.edu for more. information. Jim, I know, just to start things off, probably the biggest story over the weekend, you are a huge fan of soccer. I guess yesterday, I'm not sure what weighs more in your mind. I would assume it'd be the women's team winning.
Yeah.
Women's team beating, I believe it was Denmark, 2-0. Bit of a close contested first half. The women's pulling away in the second. And then the nightcap, the U.S. men's losing to Mexico.
And the Gold Cup. We can get to the Gold Cup in a moment. But it was all about the Women's World Cup. And that team is dominant. It is as dominant a team in its sport as we have seen in a long time. They're that good. And, yes, it was a 2-0 victory. And they didn't score until the 70th minute. But if it wasn't for the goalkeeper for the Netherlands, it could have been 3-4 by the time in the 70th minute when they got the penalty kick goal from Megan Rapinoe. This team is just that good. I think the final count for them, I'm probably going to get this wrong, but I think it was a 25 goals for and 3 against. Oof. In all their matches throughout the entire tournament. And they ran the gauntlet on their side of the bracket where they played France, they played England, they played Sweden. And they won this match yesterday against the Netherlands, the top teams in the world, and they totally dominated. A lot of people were turned off by some of the brashness over the course of the tournament, and this group backed it up. I mean, that's the bottom line here. If they would have lost any one of those games throughout this tournament in the knockout stage, it would have just faded away and would have just been noise. It went, yeah, sometimes you got to keep your mouth shut and just play the game. Well, they played the game. They said what they had to say, and they dominated the world. And that was an awesome, awesome display by the women's national team. And it is, you hate to use the word dynasty or a soccer factory, but that's what it is on the women's national team right now. They are that good. They've been that good for a while. They are the first to win 4 World Cups. And it's just an awesome group of women playing the game.
It is a 12-game World Cup winning streak. Isn't that the case for the women's team?
You know
team?
What? I think you're right.
Yeah.
Because it's back-to-back, and that's another thing that hasn't happened, like, in forever. So this is pretty awesome, and it is historical when you put in perspective everything that happened. You also saw a little bit of the passing of the torch if you're a soccer follower of the national team. Because you've got Carly Lloyd playing in her final World Cup. You probably see Megan Rapinoe play in her final. I wouldn't say for sure, but it's more than likely that maybe 4 years from now, I don't know, she'll be as big a factor. But then you've got Rose Lavelle, who scored yesterday. She's going to be one of the next stars. Kristen Press, who filled in for Rapinoe in the semis. She's going to be one of the next stars. I mean, this group just keeps on coming at you. And they just have been able to replenish the quality that they have shown throughout the entire run of this women's national team. I mean, yesterday on social media, you saw Brandi Chastain, you saw Mia Hamm, you saw Abby Wambach. Those were stars from the past following this team going, oh my gosh, way to go, girls. Well, it's just going to continue down the line. That's how good this program really is, and it was a phenomenal day yesterday and finishing off what was just a dominating performance.
You watched it all, didn't you, I'm sure?
Most of, yeah, okay. Yeah. Yesterday I watched all of it, which was, again, it could have been 3-4. They had a couple of really great chances, and the goalkeeper for the Netherlands, Venendaal, was phenomenal. Otherwise, it would have been 3-4. I know it was only 1-0 in the 70th minute, but it took tremendous goalkeeping. They dominated the game. There was only maybe one, maybe two chances for the Netherlands to really get a goal and be dangerous on their attempts. Otherwise, the United States just did what they do. Once they got the first goal, the game changed because the Netherlands had to change the way they play the game because they had to play catch-up. They were exposed, and it could have gotten a lot uglier. But United States wins. The world watched a dominating performance. There, even in the men's side, there really isn't a country that plays the game that dominates the sport that much. Germany has won a lot of World Cups, and they have been the best lately. Brazil, over the course of time, has won multiple World Cups. But for one country to dominate the sport like the United States has is unprecedented right now.
2-0 winner, the United States women's national team beating the Netherlands, winning the World Cup. First team since, or first country, I suppose, since Germany to win consecutive World Cups. Germany did it in 2003 and in 2007. A real quick note on the men's side. Jim, 1-0 losers on home turf up in Chicago to Mexico in the Gold Cup. Do you draw any conclusions from that contest?
It's a young United States team that is in a transition period. One, they didn't make the World Cup last time, so they're trying to transition from the Josie Altidores and the Bradleys to some of the younger players like Pulisic, McKinney, who played bigger roles in this Gold Cup tournament. It's a step. It's a step to moving and getting this younger group, the next group that's going to be a factor on the men's team. They had chances. They had numerous corner kicks in this match yesterday to get an equalizer. They couldn't finish. On the other side of it, there was times where Mexico dominated the game, and it could have been a little bit worse than 1-0. But a 1-0 game, not a big loss in terms of embarrassing. Although you said it was on home turf, it was almost like a road game last night. There was a lot of Mexico fans in that. This rivalry continues. For me, personally, I think Mexico sometimes pushes the envelope in terms of using a little acting, a little dirty, a little...
You call them floppers?
Yeah, sometimes flop, but more so they will give you the extra shove when no one's looking.
Give me more choke slams in soccer.
Choke slams.
Okay.
Although I can't believe a card wasn't pulled when he... I don't know who the player was, but, I mean, right in front of the ref, kind of got choked a little bit. So.
Yes.
That's something you don't want to see. But then again, a casual soccer fan, you might, you know, like you watch a hockey game.
I heard you guys this morning talking soccer.
Oh, this and here, when you bring up the kind of the dog days of sports, not only in St. Louis, pretty much nationally, this is when you die on hills for terrible takes. And I've done it, and everybody
What's
else.
What's your terrible take, Plowsy?
I said soccer. I don't know what exactly it was. I think I just said soccer and just. Ultimately, to me, just very boring. And I'm going on the casual fan aspect of it, not the diehards, you know, the people that have followed soccer, you know, their whole lives. I'm from an area to where we didn't have soccer in high school. You know, you didn't follow it enough. And I think, you know, trying to get it popular in America, you need that kind of sect of people to, you know, gravitate towards soccer. And I was just trying to explain that, you know, outside of St. Louis, where I'm from, soccer is... You know, not even an issue, not even a talking point. And I think that was my point, to where it's going to be hard to get, you know, soccer to be as popular and to be as dominant in the MLS and keeping players local, just because it just, to me, it's kind of babysitting when kids start playing it. And you don't really see kids playing it after age, you know, 9, 10, 11. You have that small sect of really good American players. Usually they go globally, though, and you don't really hear much about them.
You got to change course, Plowsy. Hopefully in the next month or so we're going to be awarded an MLS team.
Look, if I'm able to be closer to professional soccer, I would – like I said, I grew up my
no
first
PR
18
job
years,
for you
I was
for
never
STI
around
United.
It, so it's difficult to get into it. And I'm saying that's what they're trying to grab to is
– Look, it's going to take a while for new people to get to the game because you got to understand the nuances of it. I mean, that is part of it. It moves at a different pace. There are rules. I heard you guys talking about the offside rule. It gets frustrating.
Doug hates it,
you made
it,
up
yes.
a great point that if they took it out of the game, they'll never do that. Just that's the way the game's been played. They do it in indoor soccer. There is no offside rule in indoor soccer, okay? And it's almost you have to because it's a smaller area within it. But the pitch is so large, it's almost – I mean, it's – You don't. You in reality, you kind of compared it to hockey at times. You don't
they
even. You still have offsides in hockey
yes.
with the blue line, because if you just had a guy cherry picking at the other end, it just makes for a. I know you get goals, but it's kind of a silly concept of the game.
I'm with you. I think my only comparison with soccer and hockey, because kind of two completely different sports. However, hockey did have that struggle to where, you know, viewership went down. It wasn't really that popular. They did make some rule changes in order to, you know, gain a little bit more offense, a little bit more speed in the game. And, you know, the casual fan gravitate toward that. And I feel like soccer could do that without kind of losing the, you know, traditional mystique that it has. I think a couple rule changes, maybe at least in MLS. You don't have to do it, you know, worldwide. But just some rule changing to get a little bit more offense. I'm not talking even more goals, just more goal opportunities. I think that let the casual fan know that there's action end-to-end the whole time.
I will say, in terms of how the game is played at times, it will get boring because not everybody – but it's like almost any other sport. You can compare it to the NFL. You can compare it to the NBA. There are times when there are – and the U.S. Women's National Team is a perfect example of this. They have so much skill. When they're on, they're exciting to watch because they get it and they go. But there are other teams who can't compete with that, so they're going to play the, quote, four corners of the game, much like we see in college basketball. You got a team go, well, I can't compete with that group, so I have to slow the game down. And when the game of soccer gets slowed down that way, it's tedious to watch even for the fan who watches it on a regular basis. From that standpoint, it gets frustrating. But when you get teams, if you're an MLS, you're trying to learn the game in MLS, go watch LAFC play. That's how they play the game. They have skill up top. They get the ball, and they go, and they try and score goals. They're not going to sit back and watch. Meanwhile, there's a lot of teams in MLS. They just don't have that talent to compete with that, so they're going to sit back. A soccer term is called park the bus. We're just going to park the bus and let you guys come at us, and if we get a break or two, we'll try and score. But in reality, if it's played the proper way, as far as I'm concerned, the way the U.S. Women's National Team did, get the ball, go, and try and score at all costs, that's when the game gets super exciting for anyone.
That's Jim Huer, Darren Atkins. I am Brian Hoffman. We'll take a short time out. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Before we go to break, I want to talk about the Bomarito Automotive Group, Missouri's number one automotive group. It's them online at bomarito.com. You can take a look at their entire listing of new and pre-owned inventory of cars, and also get a look at where their auto dealerships are. And wherever you are, there's always a Bomarito dealership near you. And sure, a great place to watch the soccer action yesterday would have been Hollywood Casino and the 99 Hops House out in Maryland Heights. Great beer selection, great food both at the 99 Hops House and at the Final Cut Steakhouse. Great gaming action as well at Hollywood Casino, and if sometime this summer you plan on attending a concert, the way to go, instead of parking the lot at the amphitheater, just park for free at Hollywood Casino and take the shuttle to and from the amphitheater and then back to the casino where you can get a couple more drinks, maybe play some games, get something to eat after the concert. That's the way to go. Probably the easiest, most simplistic way to go about doing that. You can even stay the night if you want at one of their very nice hotel rooms. Talk some Cardinals on the other side. We got some assessing to do as we are at the All-Star break in terms of games played just a little bit past the halfway point. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.